Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Church Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. My name is Wayne and today is Saturday, December the 5th. During this season of Advent, we are working through our Advent devotional guide. So each day we'll be reading a portion of Scripture and reading through part of a Christmas hymn together. You'll also be hearing my thoughts on the passages read aloud from the Advent guide. The Christmas hymn we're working from today is O Come, Emmanuel, and it's the final stanza. And it reads this, O come, desire of nations bind, and won the hearts of all mankind. Bid thou our sad divisions cease, and be thyself our King of peace. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel, shall come to thee, O Israel. And our passage of Scripture today is Haggai chapter 2, verses 1 through 9. And this is what it reads. In the seventh month, on the 21st day of the month, the word of the Lord came by the hand of Haggai the prophet. Speak now to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and to all the remnant of the people, and say, Who is left among you who saw this house in its former glory? How do you see it now? Is it not as nothing in your eyes? Yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel, declares the Lord. Be strong, O Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest. Be strong, all you people of the land, declares the Lord. Work, for I am with you, declares the Lord of hosts, according to the covenant I made with you when you came out of Egypt. My spirit remains in your midst. Fear not. For thus says the Lord of hosts, yet once more, in a little while, I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations so that the treasures of all nations shall come in, and I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, declares the Lord of hosts. The latter glory of this house shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, declares the Lord of hosts. What do you want for Christmas? This is a question we tend to ask people this time of year, especially when we're thinking about those for whom it seems difficult to identify exactly what their hearts might desire. I find this to be particularly hard for people on my Christmas list who are well advanced in years. I think this is due in large part to the fact that people who have seen their fair share of material possessions come and go simply do not desire things as much as they once did. Many of them have had it, experienced it, seen it all, and as a result, they know that true contentment does not lie in material possessions. They long for a contentment that money can't buy. The people of Haggai's day had looked for contentment in the material things this life affords, but were left wanting. Haggai proclaimed, Consider your ways. You have sown much and harvested little. You eat, but yet you never have enough. You drink, but you never have your fill. You clothe yourselves, but no one is warm. And he who earns wages does so to put them into a bag with holes. Haggai 1, verses 5 through 6. In their vain attempts to find fulfillment in material things, they had neglected the work of God, experienced no peace, and perpetrated violence against one another. In Haggai 2, we read of a future time when God will provide the peace his people long to know. In Haggai's day, that meant the Lord would provide material resources necessary for completing the temple, the place where God had chosen to dwell among his people in a special way. This promise would find ultimate fulfillment, however, in the person of Jesus Christ, who would dwell among his people in the flesh. It is only in knowing him that we will experience the peace and contentment that no material possession can provide. During this season of Advent, spend time in prayer asking the Lord to help you see through the false promises of contentment the things of this world promise, so that you might have the desires of your heart met fully in Jesus Christ. Only then will you be able to experience true contentment and point others to peace found only in the desire of nations, Jesus. I invite you to pray with me. Father, we thank you for the gift of your word. And Lord, we confess that we often look to the things of this world to satisfy the desires of our heart, Lord, but we know that true contentment is found only in your Son, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. In this season that's focused on getting the things of this world, I pray that you would help us to fix our eyes on Christ and to understand the true significance of all that we've been given in Jesus, so that we might point others to a better way to find the heart's desire fulfilled in Jesus. We offer this prayer in Christ's name. Amen.